chapter 12, Mishnah 10, Kisoi Mecham, a lid of a kettle, Shumachubala Shalshelis, and it's connected to the kettle by a chain. So how do we look at it? Do we look at it as one unit when it comes to impurity, or two units? Beishama Emrim Chibul Tuma, we look at it as strict both ways, as we've seen before, that we look at it when it comes to impurity. If the impurity touches the kettle or the lid, both are impure. But when it comes to sprinkling, so then you've got to sprinkle on both of them individually. We go strict both ways, so says Beis Shama. Basilil Oimrim Hiza al Hamecham, if you sprinkle water on the kettle, Hiza Hakiso, then it's as if you have sprinkled on the lid as well. So he's more lenient. If you sprinkle on the kettle, that's the main part, and then the lid is also considered sprinkled on. Hiza al Hakiso, but says Beis Hillel, if you sprinkle on the lid, lo Hiza Hamecham, that's not considered sprinkling on the kettle, and that the kettle would still need to be purified. Hakol Kisharim, change of topic completely, says the Mishnah, everybody is kosher lahazos, to sprinkle the water, chutz, except for the following. Mitumtum, the tumtum, which is a person that we has neither nor female, we don't know if it's a male or a female, they have neither characteristics. Vandroginus, also an androgynous, which has both characteristics of male and a female. Vaisha, and a woman. And we learn this out from the Pasuk in Bamidbar, which says that in a pure man shall dip the water and sprinkle. So from the fact that it says man, so we learn out that it has to be done by a man and not a woman. V'tinuk she'ein bodas, also a child that doesn't have any understanding, or also not allowed to sprinkle the water. And the Karti adds in over here that if the child does have understanding, a male child, then they would be able to sprinkle the water, although they would be unfit for collecting and gathering the ashes, etc. But the sprinkling of the water they could do, and he brings over here all the psukim where we learn it out from in the Gemaras, so you can go through the Karti and see how we learn out that if a minor child, because it's actually quite an exceptional thing, but if a minor child does have understanding, they are able to sprinkle the water. Carries on the Mishnah, Isha Misadata Umaze, a woman may assist when he sprinkles the water, V'ochezes lo b'mam, so she can hold the water, V'hu tovel umaze, and then he can dip the hyssop in, and the man can sprinkle it. Im achaza b'yado, if she held his hand, afil b'shas hazaya, even at the time of sprinkling, pasul, then the sprinkling is invalid. Explains the Karti, even at the time of sprinkling means all the more so in dipping the hyssop, because that's where it states explicitly a man. And from there we learn sprinkling from a hekesh. Remember the pasuk that we quoted up above said a pure man shall dip in the water. Then we learn out that also applies to sprinkling from a hekesh. But over here what goes on is that if she can't assist him holding his hand for the dipping or the sprinkling.